This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Despite that view in the markets, many are characterizing what could soon happen as default. For instance, there's a subhead in the New York Times online right now reading Senate leaders restart negotiations as default looms. Marketplace's senior editor Patty Hirsch is here to help us with the difference between default with a comma and default with an exclamation point. Morning, Patty.
Good morning, David.
So this word default seems to be abused, would you say, by our colleagues in the media?
Brutally abused. You hear the word default used to describe the government's potential failure to pay government employees, to make scheduled payments to contractors, to actually, you know, fail to raise the debt ceiling itself. These are all kind of termed as defaults.
But they're not defaults in your view.
They are defaults in a general sense, but they're not defaults in the way that people on Wall Street regard as that technical sense that could potentially destroy the financial system and the economy.
And that's not just splitting rhetorical hairs. If it became a technical formal default, capitalism starts to unravel, at least capitalism connected to the United States.
It could, and that's because, as Wall Street understands, its default is something very specific. It's a failure to service a debt obligation. So if you've taken out a loan and you fail to pay money on the day that you owe it to the person you owe it, you are in default. That's a very narrow definition.
Why does that make a difference when it comes to this looming deadline?
The failure to raise the Treasury's borrowing limit doesn't necessarily mean a default in this narrow sense, you know, because the Treasury may decide not to pay, for example, all the government's employees, and it would do that in order to pay that money where it owes and to make the interest payments as scheduled.
So doesn't necessarily mean default on Thursday, but could be depending on whether or not the Treasury Department prioritizes the payments.
Exactly. And there's been a lot of talk about prioritization and people at the Treasury have said, oh, it's way too difficult. But there is a scenario that you could see that they would say, look, it's important for us to make these debt obligation payments and everything else can wait.
So default, small d or something, but certainly deadbeat. There's a D word that would apply if you're not paying the contract that you owe.
Absolutely deadbeat. And, you know, the view is from Wall Street is that you can do whatever you like inside your own house, so long as you continue paying your mortgage. And that's really important because we need to maintain that relationship with lenders because we're going to need to borrow more down the line and we want to do that as cheaply as possible.
Marketplace's senior editor, Patty Hirsch, thank you very much.
Thank you, David.